On this episode of the Colts Corner podcast, the boys will discuss the latest NFL week and the subsequent push for the playoffs, how the New York Jets did, how the New York Giants did, and everything in between. Plus, topic of the week. Let's go. I believe. I hope so. I think we're on episode 5 or 6 now. I don't even know anymore. Constantine Lambridis alongside the Matthew Pastier and the Tyler Richman. How are we doing today, guys?
Great.
I'm doing good. I'm back from a hiatus. Yeah. I missed like 2 episodes, but I'm back. Better than ever.
Yeah,
ready for a good episode?
Me and Matt went on a brief hiatus as well. We are finally back after the Thanksgiving break and everything that we've done since then. We're excited to talk some sports. And actually, before we get into football, I said we'd talk about football. Before we're getting into football, we're actually going to talk about this new breaking development. Paul George, all-star player for the Los Angeles Clippers, has agreed to a 5-year, $226 million max extension with the Los Angeles Clippers. George had a bit of a disappointing playoff run, so I'm sure that this comes as a shock to many. What are your immediate reactions, immediate thoughts right now?
Paul George, more like not good. Nah, he's pretty good. He's going to bounce back this year, but, I mean, they paid him a lot of money. I'm just saying, when the Eagles paid Carson Wentz all that money when he was unproven.
Yeah, but I feel like Paul George is a bit more proven than Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah, obviously he's been elite.
So,
but
yeah,
then again, honestly, Paul George also is just not great right now.
I think they may bounce back. There's a chance they actually make the finals, but with the Lakers in the West, that's a bit unlikely.
Might knock them out in the
West. Yeah, they might knock
them
out in the Western Conference Finals. I think the Clippers are going to have a bounce back year, though. Kawhi and all those guys like Paul George, Lou Williams, they didn't do too well in the bubble. They really weren't on their game. And even in the regular season, they underperformed a bit just with, like, the load management and everything that went with that. I think they're really looking to prove some people wrong. And if they're not, then I don't know what they're doing.
Who are you going to call?
I don't know who I'm going to call. The Clippers need to call help.
Ernie Hudson?
I think they're a bit cursed over there in L.A. But damn, I guess we're going to see in this upcoming season and up in the next 5 seasons where Paul George plays out the rest of his deal before he gets traded. Yeah, I think he might get traded. There's a very, very big chance that. And moving forward, the New York Giants.
New York Football Giants.
The New York Football Giants upset the...
With Colt the Goat, McCoy.
With Colt the Goat.
They upset the
Seattle Seahawks.
More
stunned
like
them. The Seahawks were
in Seattle. They were undefeated in
Seattle. They were 8-3. The Seahawks were 8-3. The Giants took them down without incumbent starter Daniel Jones. He was on the bench, making room for Colt McCoy, who hadn't had a win for an NFL team since 2014. And McCoy came in there. He played a very solid game, and the Giants won 17-12. He did what he had to do. The Wayne Train, as he's called by Giants fans. No, Matthew Pastier, known to call
Wayne
Gallman.
No.
Let
Gallman
the record
don't
jump.
Fallman.
But Wayne Gallman, 135 yards on 16 attempts.
First game, over 100 yards. Electric, 16 rushing attempts.
Very electric.
Alfred Morris had, I believe, 8 rushes for 39 yards and 2 touchdowns, a receiving touchdown, 1 reception for 6 yards.
Amazing. I was very happy with the performance.
I love Alfred Morris. Honestly, if I were to choose to have any Giants player to be my best friend, it probably would be not Alfred Morris, probably be Saquon. But Alfred Morris is up there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
Alfred Morris definitely showed out in that performance. Russell Wilson, 262 yards, 27 for 43, a touchdown, interception, and was actually sacked 5 times.
2.5 by former Jets player Leonard Williams, who the Jets gave up for a 3rd-round pick, I believe, and who is having a very great season this year once he left the New York Jets.
Well, it's all coaching.
It's a great performance. If they didn't
Joe
give
Judge
up,
is the man.
If they didn't give
Joe,
up that one
Joe
touchdown.
Joe Judge is the man.
If they did not give up that one touchdown, that would have been the first time in like 10 years, it said, that the Seahawks did not score a touchdown at a home game.
Wow. How about that?
That
Russell
was
Wilson,
back when I was in the NFL.
Russell Wilson talking about this game doesn't seem too impressed with his performance nor his team's performance. This is what he had to say.
Very interesting.
Now, are the Seahawks falling off a little bit? These guys are supposed to be front runners for the Super Bowl, and now they've lost a couple tough games in a row. They sit at 8-4 now. They're in a dogfight with the Rams right now to see who can get that division leader spot. Are they done? What's going on with Seattle?
I don't think they're going to get the division leader spot. I don't think their defense isn't that good. Russell Wilson didn't play good, but that's in part to a top defense in the league, underrated performance by the Giants defense. Russ didn't play bad. The Giants made him play bad.
Yeah, that Giants defense definitely has something good going on right now. They definitely are probably one of the more underrated units in the league, and I think that has a lot to do with the hiring of head coach Joe Judge
and Patrick Graham, defensive coordinator. Bless you, Tyler.
Thank you.
I think Joe Judge, when you talk about the impact that Judge has had on this football team, what would the Giants be doing right now if they had signed anyone else?
We gave him so much hate about the signing.
I didn't hate on him.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I think we should pull up a clip.
I thought he was a random nobody from
the special
teams.
He was a random nobody, but he's great. He's a great random nobody.
When I heard his speech, I was excited, but very cautious, just because I needed something to be excited about. I'm not going to lie. As a Giants fan, I mean, could be worse. I could be a New York Jets fan. No, they're just awful.
This is the most happy we'd ever be with a head coach when we're 5-7.
The coach
in no other
team.
In no other scenario would we be this happy.
When the Giants win the Super
coach
Bowl, he might win head coach of the year. Right.
The thing is, with Joe Judge and this Giants team, like, the team is not as talented as some of these other teams. They don't have, like, the star power. They don't have the – okay, at least they don't have the star power like Seattle has. You'll agree with that. Seattle has Russell Wilson.
They just have big names.
They don't have a star quarterback.
They're definitely a more
Danny
talented.
Dimes?
Danny Dimes is not a star quarterback. Like, you could say he's not, but –
he's above average.
Like, you could say he's average.
He'll lead the
but the thing is,
say he's
the
average.
Thing. He, okay,
he's
fine. We agree. He's average. But the thing is, Joe Judge has gotten the absolute most out of this football team. That even though they're 5-7 and not obviously not the best team in the league, you got to be happy with his performance. He's gotten the most out of this team, more than what anyone could have. And honestly, if the team ends 5-11, I'd still be impressed with what Joe Judge had done.
I mean, if we lose to the Cowboys, I don't know.
Yeah, we should definitely beat the Cowboys.
At least. I'll take 6-10. Should we talk about the New York Jets now, Constantine?
Yeah, I think you're avoiding
what
your
thoughts of. I was avoiding talking about the New York Jets because that was
despicable.
That was a sad excuse for what a football team should be. Everybody is talking about tank for Trevor, tank for Trevor, tank for Trevor. There is nothing that can make up going 0-16. When you go 0-16, that's it. Your reputation is destroyed, no matter what happens. The Detroit Lions have still not recovered from going 0-16 like 12 years ago. Like the Cleveland Browns, they picked it up right now.
Detroit Lions haven't recovered since the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, they haven't recovered since the start of whatever. That doesn't matter. But they are just a terrible football team, and that completely destroyed their mentality. Look, the Cleveland Browns. They're great. They're doing great right now. Even though Odell got injured, their defense is doing good. Baker Mayfield was on fire last game. But the Browns, if they can't win a Super Bowl and become a dynasty, they'll still be a team that went 0-16. Like Trevor Lawrence,
known for the 0-16.
Yeah, Trevor
Lawrence, the Lions and Browns are known for being going 0-16.
Yes, exactly.
The
Jets when the New York Jets go 0-16, I don't want to jinx my team. But if the New York Jets go 0-16. They are going – I don't even know if Trevor Lawrence is going to want to come out of college. I don't know if they can't win a Super Bowl. If they can't win two Super Bowls with Trevor Lawrence, then this 0-16 season is a failure. I hope Greg Williams, I hope Adam Gase, I hope everybody involved in this organization who slacked off for one play, who decided to take a rest for one play, who decided that one third down didn't matter so they could just run it up the gut and live to see another day, they are responsible for that. They are responsible for the destruction of the New York Jets. And I hope that all of them pay dearly with hopefully they don't ever get hired to play another NFL job. So you can be happy. When we get Trevor Lawrence, you can be happy. But if the Jets can't win a Super Bowl, if the Jets can't win two Super Bowls with Trevor Lawrence, this is a failure of a season.
The thing is, you would have gotten Trevor Lawrence with one win.
Exactly.
And then at least you wouldn't because be the 0-16
What's the tiebreaker? Like division wins is the tiebreaker if two teams have the same record.
Is there even another team with only one win?
Yeah, the Jaguars have one win, and they beat the Colts, who's their division team. So I think divisional wins is like the tiebreaker. And if the Jets would have beaten the Raiders, who's not a division team, and the Jaguars beat the Colts, that is a division team, then I think then...
Jaguars beat the Colts?
Yeah. The Jaguars
did win
the
first game,
right? But yeah, that was their first game. But and then it all went downhill from there. But regardless, the Jets are just a sad excuse for a franchise, and everything they touch turns to. I don't even know what it turns to.
I'm calling it. Adam Gase is going to be here another year.
Yeah, I'm done. If Adam Gase is here 1 year, then
Joe Douglas has no power.
I will not speak of the Jets on the podcast. Here's Marcus May, I guess.
How tough a spot is that for Lamar Jackson to be out on an island there facing arguably one of the fastest players in the league?
It's extremely tough. That situation just got to be in a better call.
Did you talk at all to Greg Williams after the game, Marcus, as a captain?
Nah, I haven't got a chance to speak with him yet. It's a lot of emotions going on in the locker room right now. So I'm just trying to keep everybody together and just get ready for next week.
Yeah, so Marcus May sounding off on that loss. Obviously, was no Greg Williams, what was he thinking? Was he trying to preserve the tank? Did he actually believe that was a good call?
He doesn't care about tanking.
I don't think he was trying.
He just wants to win.
I think it was like half he was trying to tank and half he was trying to win. I think it was kind of like a situation where you throw the blitz out, and if it works, you look like an absolute genius.
No, you don't. You still look dumb.
No, you look like if you get
it doesn't matter because you don't
the clock
need
runs
you don't
out.
Need the
no,
blitz.
There is no justification for that.
Okay.
You don't need the
say
blitz.
Let him say his piece. Let him say his piece. Let him say his piece.
He looks pretty smart. He said, you know, they weren't seeing it coming, and it worked, and he looks like a genius. And if it doesn't work, then he was figuring. Whatever. Were you about to turn off my mic?
What? No, I was not actually about to turn off your mic. But look, what you're saying here is that's
stupid.
Bogus. That's bogus.
No,
so then,
I'm a big Tyler.
The last time that a blitz was executed on a Hail Mary scenario was in 2006.
That's why they wouldn't see it coming.
But there is no justification for that. Madden, when Madden recommends a play, when your opponent is about to throw a Hail Mary,
Madden
recommends that you play. Quarters
zone deep.
What was he doing? He did cover zero. He blitzed the team. He blitzed with the team that is notoriously bad with their blitzing. They cannot get to the quarterback. I believe they only had two sacks. They had two sacks this game, and they thought that this would work. They thought that if they blitzed, then it would work. They thought.
He still looks dumb if it works.
I would still fire him even if it worked. So I don't know if he was trying to. I don't know if he was trying to preserve the tank.
He wasn't because he doesn't care.
But now he
doesn't care about the tank.
He got his comeuppance.
Adam Gase is going to be there another year.
If he's there another year, I don't even know what.
That's
there's no. Opinion. You cannot keep him for another year.
Well, I mean, it's the
Jets.
Well,
if you go 0-16, you fire him. If he manages to get a win, which is very
you
unlikely.
Keep him for another.
I've said. I don't know. I probably said this to. I think I said this to Gavin. Shout out Gavin Shockett, another Jets fan. Feels my pain as well. I said that I've never asked for less from a professional sports team than I'm asking for the Jets this season. I'm asking for one
win.
And
you're a Knicks fan.
And I'm a Knicks fan. I've asked for the Knicks to draft the obvious player, and they haven't done that. And
Obi Toppin.
No, not Obi Toppin. Don't. Dingus Pingus. Dingus Pingus. I actually wanted them to draft Porzingis, though, so that's a fun piece of trivia. But I've never asked for less from a team that I'm a fan of than the Jets. I just want them to get one win. And they have even failed to do that. So
they had their chance, too.
They did have their chance, and they blew it. They blew it.
The Raiders, I don't know how they...
Life is unforgiving.
Henry Ruggs almost messed up the whole game for them anyways because he had a drop pass that was intercepted and then a fumble.
Yeah, so I know. So, but then he became the hero in Derek Carr. Derek Carr, the eternally underrated Derek Carr.
If they lost, it would have been on Ruggs for having a drop, and that led to an interception and then a fumble.
Exactly. So that was obviously a tough game.
Darren Waller went off.
Darren Waller did go off. I've never been more impressed with a player, what he's done against the Jets. Like, there have been some good performances against the Jets. But Darren Waller, 13 receptions, 200 yards, two touchdowns. I was rooting for Darren Waller. 45 fantasy points. I know you have him on your fantasy team.
Ivy.
He just, that is an insane performance. I think.
Carried me to a win.
Yeah. But Darren Waller, he should be in the same class as, he should be.
Kelsey.
No, arguably. Not yet. Arguably. Not yet. Next season, he may get into that class, but he's third. He's third to Kittle and Kelsey. It's Kelsey, Kittle, which is debatable.
It's only because Kittle's hurt.
Yeah, it's only because Kittle's hurt. I think if Kelsey. Kittle would have had this season with Jimmy G,
yeah,
then
I thought Kittle
was
better last year than Kelsey.
I think he played a little bit better. But then again, like the Chiefs have a lot of weapons, but, you know, I digress.
Yeah, I know.
Darren Waller, probably.
That's why I think Aaron Rodgers should win.
Probably one of the better tight ends in this league. I was actually excited to see him catch some of those passes because he looked really good out there, and I want to see the guy succeed.
Very good.
He's playing very good. Next week, the New York Jets.
Football Giants.
The New York Jets take on the Seattle Seahawks, who the New York Football Giants played last week. Jamal Adams plays
Jets
his.
Can pull out of
Jamal Adams. Maybe the Jets can get this win. Like Jamal Adams. Okay, what is the score prediction? I want to know just so we could see how this game plays out, and I want to shout out the winner of this 27-17. 27-17 Seahawks.
Yeah. I'll give the Jets like
they play down to their competition.
I don't think they'll manage to get a touchdown. Maybe they'll get like three field goals and just not
Jets
be able to convert. So
bad,
I'll give them 9.
The Seahawks defense
and then the Seahawks
bad.
Will give like 21-9.
I think with the Seahawks, I'm going to give the Seahawks 27 points. And
okay, well, I wonder where you got that point number from.
And I think I'm going to give the Jets a cool 10. So 27-10 is the final for that one. We'll check back next week. And New York Football Giants are playing this week. They will be playing
the Arizona Cardinals at 1:00, and their next Sunday game got moved to 8:20 p.m. versus the Browns in primetime. First Sunday night game for the Giants since 2018. Big game. Baker Mayfield looking to take down the New York Football Giants. This is in 2 weeks. Now we got Kyler Murray. Who even is that guy? Versus the New York Football Giants. It's going to be a blow-up victory. Giants win.
So
I made that up. It's going to be a close game. I don't know.
If the Giants win, then they have the same record as the Arizona Cardinals. They go 6-7.
They
the Cardinals go 6-7.
They would take the spot even if there's a wild card. Like
yeah,
they can
wow.
essentially
Think about
get
that.
An AFC.
They could get a wild card. Like, shout out Sam Mendelsohn, who says the Giants can't get a wild card spot or something
Saquon
like that.
Saquon can get back.
Yeah, but Saquon...
Yeah, Sam just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but whatever. Sam Mendelsohn said the Giants can't get a wild card spot. They definitely can if they beat the Cardinals.
I remember saying the Vikings are 6-6 right now and they're in a wild card spot, and he said, "No, they're not. Do your research."
Wait,
I'm
what
like,
did he say?
No.
He said, "Educate yourself."
He said for me to educate myself, and I was right. And then I continued to make fun of him in a very playful and teasing manner.
Sam Mendelsohn also believes that he could take over a team right now and lead them to a Super Bowl in like a year.
But he
years.
Genuinely believes it. He thinks he's smarter
than
all GMs.
My GM.
Yeah, he thinks he's playing my GM, my league.
What do I like to call it? My G-men.
Franchise mode and Madden.
Yes, he could
signing
every pick.
Tell him to get off his PS4, Sam Mendelsohn. Yeah, I know.
PS4.
But anyway, New York Giants playing the...
Arizona
Cardinals. Thank you for reminding me.
Arizona
should
football
be a,
Cardinals.
Should be a tough
no,
game.
No, no,
and
no,
next week, today, the New England Patriots, who are 6-6, which I just realized, are playing the Los Angeles Rams, who I believe are the current division leaders over the Seattle Seahawks. Who
Giants
takes this win today?
There. Rams. Close game. Cam Newton can't throw over 100 yards, though. So, in a 45-0 victory, threw 69 yards.
What happens to Cam Newton after this season?
Depends. Where they end up, if they want to build around him.
I don't think I don't think you can anymore. I think it was a good experiment to see where they're at. If they put a decent-ish quarterback,
they should sign Tom Brady.
I think they'll keep him, and then they'll do similar to when they signed Tom Brady, and they'll just sign some random nobody that they'll turn into the next
or
greatest
draft
of all time
with the 199
quarterback.
Pick. Yeah. What pick are they gonna have this year? They're gonna have some sort of mid. Like first round pick, like probably like
with all the teams this year.
Probably like the 15th overall pick, something like that. There are a lot of options. Kyle Trask from Florida, Zach Wilson from BYU, who the aforementioned Sam Mendelsohn is very high on.
But also Sam is known to be high on players that don't succeed and low on players that do succeed.
Cough,
for example,
Josh Rosen,
Justin Herbert.
Cough.
Lamar Jackson.
We could go on all day. But the point being here, Giants. We've been talking a lot about Giants. Do the Patriots go for a quarterback this first round, or do they address some other need?
Depends.
Right now, if the draft happened right now.
I don't think so. I don't know. Because, I mean, they probably should have just tanked for Trevor this year and then won the Super Bowl next year.
Who's a free agent? who's going to be a free agent?
I think Joe is.
Are there any good free agents in this year's draft? Not this year's draft. This year's free agency class, I don't know if there are a lot of good free agents this year. But honestly, if I'm the Patriots, you just ride out the rest of the season, see how it goes. If Cam doesn't perform where they want him to be performing, go draft a quarterback. They could turn on. Yeah, they could just move on. They could turn any quarterback into a star.
Like Carson Wentz them. Yeah. Sign him for $1 billion, $1 trillion.
And another interesting storyline, speaking of Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts came into the game 5 for 12 passing. I forget how many yards he had, but he was definitely a decent option there. It was over 10, 109 yards, which is
close.
A lot over 10. A touchdown and an interception. And they're starting him next week. Who is this the guy for them? Do they keep playing him?
I have to see
what's
more
going on with Carson Wentz?
Whenever a backup comes in, they always just generate like good. Like you saw Trace McSorley. Whenever a backup comes in, there's like no film on him, and they just get going right away, and they're not fatigued at all.
They're playing the Saints. They're playing the Saints this week. The Eagles are playing the Saints this week.
The New York Football Saints.
Is this the right game to start Jalen Hurts in? Because
definitely not. But Wentz is so bad. Like if you watch Wentz, like people say he's not that bad, and that there's no one around him.
He's been the worst starter this year. Like Sam Darnold, no one around Sam Darnold, but he's played better than Carson Wentz. I'd make the argument.
That's pretty bad. No offense to Darnold, but I mean he's been out a lot, and he is Adam Gase.
Yeah,
like that's nothing on him. Do my best job.
He's just fire that man. Anyway, but personally, why I wouldn't start him with the Saints? Sean Payton is a very experienced head coach. He's seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks come by, and he knows how to trick them. He knows how to set up schemes where he could potentially bait them into making bad decisions.
And then Doug Peterson's like, okay, we'll go for it on fourth down. We're a very aggressive team. We like to go for it every fourth down.
It's not what the Eagles should be with right now. I think they need to let Carson Wentz play out the rest of the season, or maybe actually give Jalen Hurts against easier opponents, like, I don't know, like the Giants or something.
Giants played them twice and beat them once.
Oh, yeah, true. Forgot about that.
The only reason we lost was because Evan Ingram had a drop pass.
But you put him in later, but this is not the game to start Hurts in. I think his confidence may be shot. He may be out for the rest of the season. Rookie quarterbacks are very fragile when it comes to this stuff, so just save him. Make sure that he's okay
for
the
rest
of the season.
My first year in the league, I did pretty good. Rookie quarterback.
What's your passer rating?
153.9.
How about that?
Decent.
All right.
It's amazing.
Topic of the week.
Oh.
So, our topic.
Would you like to present it?
Our topic of the week this week, we're doing the most overrated foods. I believe that's our topic of the week this week. That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I got to think again.
I'm trying to think something that I want to bring up. This isn't my most overrated food, but something I want to bring up. Is bacon an overrated food?
Oh, no. No.
Have
you had good bacon?
I've had good bacon.
Do you think it's overrated?
No, not at all. I think there are some places that slack with their bacon. And people
what
eat
places?
It anyway.
You can leave, Constantine. I don't care. That wasn't your take.
It's impossible to make bad
that
bacon.
That
wasn't
my take. No, it's not impossible to make bad bacon. Baconator.
I was at Denny's once. Denny's?
Love Denny's.
Bacon shakes.
Bacon shakes? Is that good?
Bacon in everything is good.
Look, Baconator, though, best fast food meal that I've ever
had.
Wendy's is overrated fast food.
Let's do this. Overrated fast food. We're changing topic of the week right now. Overrated fast foods.
Wendy's.
Okay.
Everyone loves it.
I love Wendy's.
Is it good?
It's very good. Have you had McDonald's? No, that's a McDonald's is McDonald's is blander than Wendy's. Wendy's has flavor.
Okay. McDonald's is classic. The McRib is back.
I need to have the McRib.
Are we allowed to do fast?
I'm not. I know Christian's obsessed with fast casual. Are we allowed to do fast casual?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Olive Garden.
Outback Steakhouse.
There's so many. There's so many better options than Olive Garden.
Olive Garden is not. Who goes to Olive Garden?
Exactly.
Aren't they going out of business?
We live in New York. No one in New York goes to Olive Garden.
Exactly.
They go to actual Italian.
Yeah, a lot of Italians here. They just make their own Italian food. But
Subway.
Subway.
Subway's also better options. Okay, Jersey Mike's.
Subway's
okay.
Jersey Mike's is better.
It's less options, but Jersey Mike's is infinitely better.
Yeah, I feel like Subway.
The bread, the cheese, it's all just better.
Spot on. Spot on. Subway has more options, but Jersey Mike's, even with less options, look, quality over quantity every single day. And Jersey Mike's just has that quality that Subway just doesn't.
I agree.
And look.
Underrated. Actually, it's probably properly rated. Dairy Queen's properly rated.
I think some people exaggerate Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen's
but personally, it's okay.
But the Blizzards.
Dairy Queen doesn't have much hype here, though, because there's not that many locations.
I mean, there is the one
by
AMC.
I think it's very good, though. I think it is very good.
You've never I've never been to that one by
AMC. Well, AMC was only ever open for like a month.
I'm just talking about the one
next,
the one across the street from it.
But
it's open now. You could go see movies like okay. Movie Tenant with Christopher Nolan and John David Washington.
Something that I don't have a lot that I'm curious to know if
Friends.
People have a lot. Yeah. But also, Burger King. Do people have Burger King?
I like Burger King.
Because I don't have it a lot.
I think I've had Burger King like three different times.
Me too.
I've had
and
Burger
one
King
of them,
a bunch.
And none of them I actually ate a meal.
You could tell I'm a big fast food guy.
I think the only times I've ever been to Burger King is I've went for like one specific thing. Like
the
I've had like
Treehouse of Horror
like
toys.
Like I've had like their mac and cheese bites. Those were good.
Yo, the
and then
Cheetos
like one time
weird,
I had like
the
French toast sticks. Their
never
French
had
toast
those.
Sticks are quality.
Oh,
they are.
Tacos from they had tacos at Burger King at one point. Those are so good.
What?
They had tacos.
Oh,
there was a promotion.
Chicken, they have their chicken fries too. Chicken
oh,
fries.
The chicken
are good.
Fries are so
chicken
good.
Fries are very good.
Interesting.
You gotta give them credit.
Burger King's pretty underrated.
I wouldn't say underrated.
A place?
I would say all right,
so properly. Very controversial. Mm. This is controversial. If there are any children listening, I think they may have to turn this one off right now. Chick-fil-A. Is it overrated
is
or underrated?
I think it's overrated.
Okay.
Okay.
The Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is very good.
Popeye's
but I feel like there's an influx.
The chicken is better. The bread is better.
We've already talked
everything
about this.
Better. Yeah, but this is...
But Chick-fil-A. I'm going to... It's. I think... I haven't had Popeye's. But Chick-fil-A, I really like Chick-fil-A. I think there is an influx of people who over-exaggerate Chick-fil-A's quality. And personally, I think it's good, but it's not overrated.
Okay, Popeye's is better chicken. Chick-fil-A has better sauces. Popeye's has better sides. Therefore, Popeye's is better.
I agree with Tyler.
It's just better.
I hate to say it.
The only thing Chick-fil-A has on top of Popeye's is sauce.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's got some good sauces. Chick-fil-A
sauce. We've
been
everywhere this topic of the week.
Yeah, we have been everywhere this topic of the week. I think we actually need to go to these places, maybe have a Colts Corner on the go.
Colts Corner food reviews.
Colts Corner food reviews.
We start with the
McRib. Mr. Doxy, let's make it happen.
Mr. Doxy, McRibs?
McRib. I say we get McRibs. We start with McRibs.
Honestly, I completely agree. Colts Corner food review sounds pretty good.
One bite, everyone knows the rules.
And I think this is actually everything's coming to an end right now for us with the Colts Corner podcast. We'd like to give a special thanks to Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ashuti, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the class of 2016 for their generous donation to our podcast setup. We really couldn't do it without this donation and without everything that we have here that we use for just our entire setup. I really can't express our gratitude more. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Bye, Doug.
Bye, dog. Bye, dog.